Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Putting our pain in His perspective. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you're suffering, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, 1 Peter 4, 12-13. Misery loves company. That maxim is often invoked but seldom enjoyed. Yet when the company happens to be Jesus Christ, your suffering need not be burdensome. His own suffering and death will help you put your pain in perspective. Peter's original audience had already learned this firsthand. Now John Calvin tells how to prepare for similar times of trouble today. Read his words slowly, aloud, looking for the focus that provides hope in the midst of painful trials. Walk with John Calvin, a French scholar and Reformation leader in the 1500s. In order that we may be prepared when we encounter persecutions, we should accustom ourselves to such situations by meditating continually on the cross. Peter proves to us that the cross is useful to us by two arguments, that God thus tries our faith, and that we become thus partakers with Christ. In the first place, let us remember that the trial of our faith is most necessary, and that we ought thus to obey God willingly who provides for our salvation. However, the chief consolation is to be derived from a fellowship with Christ. It is a twofold joy, one part which we now enjoy in hope, and the other being the full fruition of which the coming of Christ shall bring to us. The first is mingled with grief and sorrow. The second is connected with exaltation. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19.
Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal, or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. For it is time for judgment to begin with God's household, and if it begins with us, what will the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good.
In difficult times, the cross of Christ becomes a haven of consolation. Why? Because there you realize your own suffering is small by comparison. There you discover joy to come when the troubles are over. There you find that the glory of heaven will one day replace the gloom of earth. So, take heart. Do not be surprised, but rejoice. The best is yet to come.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.